St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis is the bill's Senate sponsor.
Everyone knows that all legislators can go visit prisons anytime they want, but they didn't realize that they could go visit, what they didn't have the power to do is go to the juvenile facilities. So this bill authorizes certain people, including but not limited to members of the legislature, the governor, public defenders, to visit all state facilities housing juveniles that are operated or overseen by the Department of Juvenile Justice between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., and between those hours as department rule states.
And Brandis says he couldn't have done this without the help of the bill's House sponsor, David Richardson. The Democratic representative from Miami had started his work by looking into reforming the state's prison system.
This House sponsor of this bill, David Richardson, has done an amazing job visiting prison facilities around the state of Florida. And he has gone to hundreds of correctional facilities, hundreds, toured many of them, knows the wardens by first name. And that has made a significant impact in, one, how he sees the world of corrections, and giving us that same power in the Department of Juvenile Justice will, I think, let everybody know that our duty and responsibility is not just in this chamber. We are not just the mouth of the people. We are the eyes and the ears as well.
As for Richardson, he says lawmakers and other non-legislators can enter the facility announced or unannounced.
The statute that I have been using to enter state prisons unannounced and announced does not currently extend to DJJ facilities. So this bill will add that language to statute, and we will, as legislators, be able to go in and make inspections of DJJ facilities. I also want to mention that this does not affect in any way legal counsel's current opportunity to enter DJJ facilities to represent their clients.
Richardson is urging lawmakers who want to visit to use the current statute to enter adult prison facilities and the likely future statute to enter juvenile justice facilities, adding it will make a big difference.
It may be a little intimidating, as it was for me the first few times I entered, not knowing what to expect. But after you do it a couple of times, you know the layout and you know what questions to ask. And I would encourage you to use these statutes to go into these facilities. And I would encourage you, after a little bit of experience, to lead the tour. Don't let the management in these facilities lead the tour. You have the right to walk in and inspect these facilities. So take charge. Walk in. Say, this is where I want to go today. You know, we can do this in a very respectful way.
Richardson is expected to leave after this legislative session ends for a congressional bid. And after his farewell address, House Speaker Richard Corcoran called Richardson a reformer for his prison reform work.
When I opened up this last session, I talked about a House of Reformers. You are a reformer, and you have had a tremendous impact in a short period of time. And it's been an honor to serve with you, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
With the Florida House and Senate's unanimous passage, Richardson and Brandis's bill now heads to Governor Rick Scott for approval. If approved, it will take effect July 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.